Ksubis Yerushalmi corresponding to Ksubis Bavli, Daf Ayin Vav. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Vav Mod Aleph, at the foot of the page, of the last line, Shekol HaMumin HaPoislin. Shekol HaMumin HaPoislin B'Kehanim Poislin B'Noshim. Ha'isifu Aleim B'Isha Reich Aper Reich Azeh Shuma She'ein Baseah. The Baisa says, all women that disqualify Kehanim disqualify women. They added to them in a woman, women that disqualify her, even though they don't disqualify Kehanim, mouth odor, sweat odor, and a wart without hair. V'yami ba'ukva b'shem Rav Yossi b'chanina b'or ha'ponim shanu. V'yami ba'yakov, quoting Rav Yossi b'chanina, says that this was taught concerning the skin of the face. V'ataninim b'medar amurim b'mum shebaseisa av'mum shebegolei ein yachol etoyim. What the Gemara asks in the Mishnah, what did it discuss? It's mumim, blemishes in hidden places, but exposed mumim he cannot claim. And this, surely, skin of the face is an exposed mum. The answer is no. We can say that she hides it under the kappa on her head. Tani shuma she yesh la seya ben begdela ben bekatana ben beguf ben beponim harei ze mum. The Baisa says a wart with hair, whether it's big or small, whether it's on the body or on the face, it's a mum. She'im baseya beponim mum beguf ein a mum. If it's a wart without hair, then on the face it's a mum, on the body it's not a mum. B'medra mumim b'katana aber b'gadayla ben beguf ben b'pnim b'ponim harizem mum. What's the case? It's when it's small, but if it's big, whether on the body or on the face it's a mum. Ad kama gadayla, until how much is big means, and less than that is called small. Rishimun Gamliel aime ad ki isa hayetalki. Rishimun Gamliel answered, it's until the size of an Italian isa, which is a coin worth 6 or 8 putois. Ablaza ba'chanina amakagoin hadein dinoe kudaina. Ablaza ben chanina answered, it's until the size of these dinoim of kudaini. Shiru b'chetzi zav kol shiru. They estimated it's about the size of a small gold coin. Rabbi Radifa, Rabbi Yoina, Rabbi Yomia, Shal, Isha Karcha, Veshita Shaseya, Makefeth, Me'ozen, O'ezen. Rabbi Difa, quoting Rabbi Yoina, quoting Rabbi Yomia, asked, a bald woman and a line of hair goes from one ear to the other ear, what's the law? By Mashva Minado, Haisifa Aleihem B'Isha Re'echaper Re'echazea, Shuma She'ein Ba'aseya. We can answer from the Baisa we had, they added to them mouth odor, sweat odor, and a walk without hair. V'loi Adkuran Karcha, Savin Me'ma She'ein Amum. They didn't mention baldness, and this shows it's not a mum. Asa Rav Shmuel Bered Rav Yosi, the Rabbun Amar Rav Nasa, Mum Hu Lai Masni El Adawashu Ka'or Bazeh U Bazeh Mum Bazeh Ve'ena Mum Bazeh. Rav Shmuel Bered Rav Yosi answered, he rejects that, says, no, it actually is a mum. It was not taught because the Bryce teaches matters that are repulsive in this and in this, means both in women and in men, and it's a mum in women and not a mum in Kehanim. Aval Dawashu Noi Bazeh Umishum Umumba there, Kagoin Hadar Karachas, Afagav to Mum, Laitanisa. There was something that is a beauty in this in men, and a mum in women. It's a mum in women, like this baldness, even though it's a mum, it didn't teach it. Tez Lachoshu Kain, Hare Zokain, Hare Noi, Be'ish, Zakan, Hare Noi, Be'ish, Umum, Be'isha, Vlaitaninan, Yesaleim, Be'isha, Zakan, Hare Dadim, Hare Noi, Be'isha, Umum, Be'ish, Vlaitaninan, Yesaleim, Be'ish, Dadim. And we bring a support for that. A beard is beauty in a man, and it's considered a mum in a woman. And it wasn't taught in the case of more than the mum in Kehanim, in the case of a beard in a woman. And also breasts are beauty in a woman and a mum in a man. And it was not taught more than the mum in women if there is a case of breasts in a man. Masnitha b'mumin she'ein darchan le'valed, v'av mumin she'darchan le'valed, afilu mishuk nichnasa le'vashus abal sach lavi raya v'loima hisnefi ima, I should say. Our Mishnah discussed mumim that don't normally arise from birth, but mumim that normally arise coming as a birth defect, such as an extra finger, even after she entered the husband's rishus, her father must bring proof and say, I stipulated with him that he accepts the mumim.